Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
The future is looking brighter for young people with dreams of attending college thanks to a group of blinded veterans. For over 30 years, the Blinded Veterans Association has offered scholarships to dependent children, grandchildren, and spouses of blinded veterans and others. One recipient, Callie Santos, said, "My wonderful experience and personal growth at Florida Southern College would not have happened if it had not been for the support, generosity, and financial assistance through the Blinded Veterans Association Scholarship Fund." To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with Guide Narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. By the way, if you want to call in, the phone number is 407-894-1680. Phone number is 407-894-1680. And if you turn those dials wherever you are in this country and you're turning it in the radio and you say, what am I listening to? What is this? This is a radio show that's geared, well, for people that would like to know more about the Vision Impaired and Blind. We love having the sight of people listening, and we love calling in with the trivia and everything else. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And I always said, until I was blind, I didn't know when I was sighted, I never knew a blind person. So listening to this radio show, you'll hear a lot of people get like I'm running right now from Christine, is on the phone right now, talking to us right now about how she uses the iPhone. A lot of people say, how could a blind person use an iPhone? I even had some advertisers say to us, wait a minute. If I'm going to advertise on your radio show, how can they call in and call in? I said, well, they know how to call in. They know how to use a computer. Oh, blind people know how to use a computer? I say, yeah. Listen to the radio show. Listen to the Blind Beyond radio show. You'll hear people talk about how they use a phone, how they use computers. Because a lot of people are sighted don't understand all this. They don't. And all those folks that are sighted, thank you for listening to the radio show. We love having you. Christine?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for telling me today about how you do it. I'm learning myself how you do everything. It's very nice.
I'm always happy to educate people because that's the way we're going to, you know, let the general public know that, yes, a blind person can use an iPhone, they can use an iPad, they can use any computer they want as long as it's got the right adaptive technology in it to allow them to hear what a sighted person would see on their screen.
Christine, I'd like to remind everybody on that topic that tomorrow begins the Assistive Technology Industry Association, the 2021 virtual conference. It starts tomorrow, Monday the 25th, and it runs through Thursday, January 28th. And it is free if you would just like to go in and listen to all the information about the, you know, from the exhibitors in reference to the
new. How can I do that?
The latest, well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
The latest technology, so that part is free, so don't forget to go. And, you know, check in, see what's going on in the assistive technology world. All you have to do is go to ATIA.org and /blind and beyond if you'd like to get a discount on the seminars. But it's just ATIA.org and check it out. Starts tomorrow. I know we used to go in person, but this year, because of the pandemic, you have to go virtually.
And we thank you for all listening to the radio show. Thank you for listening to Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the second hour. And right now, it's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. This is a great song. This, by the fact, was the biggest song that this group ever had. They had a lot of hits, but this was their biggest one. Who is the group singing this song? Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
You can smile. 407. If you smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know
Let the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go.
1-6-8-0. Mike, I don't think this is fair for you to play these young men because everybody know that this group is from New York City.
Yeah, so?
But, you know, I just wanted to plug in. You know, next week you got a good friend coming on who's going to try to stump you next week.
That's right.
That's right.
So, you
that's
know,
right. Sonny Drop's going to be coming on trying to dump my friend Sid Payne and my friend Vinny. They're going to be on next week. Forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah.
That's going to be all about doo-wops. Yep.
Listen, yep. North Carolina is on the phone line. We got a good conversation from our friend Kevin from North Carolina who wants to get in.
Kevin from North Carolina is coming in all the states tonight. Kevin, are you there, Kevin, from North Carolina?
Yep, evening there, Michael, Lynn, Christine.
Good evening, Kevin. How you doing?
Hi,
just
Kevin.
I just want to jump in and say hi, Matt. I did not call for trivia.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. You're more than welcome. Anytime you want to call in, we're here for you. We're here for you.
Yeah, well, Michael, the iPhone is real easy to use for the blind. And if you have your numbers programmed in, all you got to do is say, hey, Siri, call so-and-so. Or if you want the number for someplace, just say Wawa near me. She'll come back, say, Wawa, 510 West Street. And I can call or get directions. What you want me to do? Just say call and she'll call.
And you have an iPhone too, Kevin?
Yeah, yep.
Wow, yep. Okay.
I don't have a Vista Reader stream or anything. I'm minimalist. Just keep the basic.
Well, you have an iPhone. I don't have. That's
yeah,
pretty good.
Well,
do you know how to use a computer?
Then, yeah, I use a computer with JAWS. Waiting for Apple
to
come up with
too. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Kevin.
Yep. Well, catch you later. Bye.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. That's Kevin from North Carolina checking in.
Greensboro.
All right, so I know we got like 2 minutes before we go to our break, so let's try to get these in real quick. We're going to go up to Clint, Indiana, and talk with John Stroop, and then we're going to stay and go over to British Columbia again and talk with the first-time caller, Arlene.
What did you say, Arlene from British Columbia, another British Columbia? Arlene?
Arlene okay. from British Columbia. Right now, here's our good friend in Clinton, Indiana, the one and only John.
John from Clinton, Indiana. How you doing, Mr. John? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Michael, Lynn, Chris.
Hi,
it's
John.
The Drifters.
100% right, the Drifters. You know, I didn't know that song was Save the Last Dance for Me. I learned today, I knew that was the song. But I don't know that was their biggest song. I always thought their biggest song was There Goes My Baby.
Baby, yeah.
And I was wrong.
I
There Goes My Baby was a big song. But Save the Last Dance for Me, as per Alexa. Alexa said, Save the Last Dance for Me was their biggest song. Didn't know that. Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card. Subway, we're coming your way. $10 gift card from Subway. We thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
You take care down their way and stay safe. We're going to get our shot.
You too. Be safe. Keep safe, John. Okay. Who's Arlene calling in from British Columbia? Arlene?
Hello.
Is your name Arlene?
Yes, it is.
Let me tell you something before we begin. I am very impressed that you called in, and I'll even tell you why. Because I haven't spoken to an Arlene since I've been a kid. Because I always say, in my day, the names Arlene and Barbara and Judy, those are all the big names. And I haven't spoken to Arlene for a long time, so it's my pleasure to talk to you.
Cool.
Are you visually impaired? Are you sighted?
Yes. I'm visually impaired. I got partial vision.
Oh, okay. And you were calling in for the trivia?
Yes, I was.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Someone beat you to the punch. But keep on listening. Keep on listening. And we'll be playing more songs tonight. Thank you so much. Have you been listening for a long time or just started listening?
Just started listening.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. Appreciate it so much. Thank you for calling in. And please, please keep on doing it. We'll play other songs at your guest. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it so much. Bye-bye. Thank you. Keep on listening. Okay. Thank you.
We're going to go to break.
Don't go away. We'll be listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website. Xavier Society for the Blind.org. That's Xavier Society for the Blind.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021. for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-416-6018. And as you can see, we've had a couple callers from Canada, New York City, Ohio, Indiana. They're calling in. And you can call in, too. Wherever you are in this country, you can call in. And by the way, if you're anywhere around the world, you can call in, too. If you listen to the radio show, please call us, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okie dokie. We'd like to welcome back our guest, next guest caller, and his name is Peter Cucciavi. And Peter is the Senior Manager at the Spectrum Communications Accessibility Center of Excellence. That's a mouthful. Welcome back, Peter.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to you.
Peter.
How you doing out there?
We're doing pretty well. You know,
Peter,
the hardest part is keeping yourself psychologically calm.
That's right.
I have to interrupt you before we begin. I heard from the grapevine, you know, the song, I heard it on the grapevine, that Spectrum renewed, and they're going to be on our radio show now until January 1st, 2022. They're going to be on the whole 2021. And I want to thank you so much. I do not take it lightly at all. We love having Spectrum part of our radio show. We love having you on our radio show. And from all of us at Blind and Beyond, we thank you so much.
Absolutely. It really is a pleasure on our part. You know, it's been such a great partnership. So it's exciting. We're going to be with you all year, all through 2021.
So well, thank you so much. Thank you. And before we begin, I have to say hello to your bride. For those people who don't know,
name is Nikita.
Nikita is Peter's better half. So we would like to talk to Nikita, the better half of Peter's family.
Hello, how are you all?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Oh, this is fun.
This is fun. So you married that guy, huh?
Luckily for me, he's a wonderful guy. So
you made him honest, huh?
Yeah, it was hard work, but
it was hard work.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why don't you tell everybody quickly how you two met? It's an interesting story.
How do you know how they met?
Because I read about it. And by the way, say hello to our guest co-host tonight, Christine Belts.
Christine Belts is there, too. She's from West Palm Beach.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. We're holding up here in the mountains.
Oh, that's good. We're holding up here in the tropics, too.
Yeah.
Can we how did the two lovebirds meet? That's what I want to know. How did the two lovebirds meet?
So we met through my younger brother. My brother was suffering from a form of cancer called rhabdomyosarcoma that affected sinus muscles. And unfortunately, it took away his vision and his one remaining eye. So he was left totally blind, and he came to where he went to the center to get some training, and Peter was one of his teachers.
Oh, so you took your brother, and then that's how you met Peter?
Colorado? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you took Pete, you went to the center where Peter was working, and you took your brother there. Is that what you're saying?
My brother became a student at the center.
Yes, and that's how you met Peter?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it was it's more complicated than that, but in a nutshell, that's how we met.
Did he ask you out right away?
No, it took many years.
Many years? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yes. So he's not a fast operator. You tell me your husband's not a fast operator.
I was taught by an older generation some really important wisdom that you gotta make sure they can be a friend of yours before they can be a spouse of yours. So
I agree 100%.
That's where he got it from.
That's what I always say. You gotta be a friend first. That's the number one thing. But before he asked you out, we were talking a long time. Is that it?
Yes. We were friends, and we just communicated via internet or phone or text, and eventually we got closer, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
So you're sighted, right?
Yes.
And that's like my wife. My wife is sighted. I'm blind. My wife decides to say, okay. That's very nice.
Well, no more questions, or else you'll get the truth out of her.
I'm going to tell you something. If you heard the beginning of the show, I started the show that this is not my birthday, this is not my anniversary, but I want to tell everybody I love my wife. My wife is the greatest because my wife does things for me. Every morning I said, always say to her, have I told you lately how much I love you? And she said, yep. I said, well, I'm telling you now I love you because, I'm not.
Do you sing the song to her, Michael?
No, I don't. I should. That was Ricky Nelson's song. I've told you lately that I love you.
Yeah.
But I have an unbelievable wife. She is unbelievable. I'm not feeling too good these lately, and she takes care of me so great. I'm very blessed, and my wife is sighted. And there's a lot of people in the blind community that people listen to the show. They've lost their spouses because their spouses were not nice because one spouse was blind. They became blind, and the sighted person left because they didn't want to put up with a blind person. I've been very fortunate. We've been married now 33 years, and my wife, I was sighted when I married Lynn, but she didn't leave me. And I've been blind now, since 2009, so that's, 12 years. I'm blind now 12 years, and she's still here. Anyway, I only wish the two of you the best. And
thank you for coming on, Nikita. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Peter, just remember one thing. The key word is yes. Don't ever use the word no. It's yes. You can say maybe. You can say yes, and you can say maybe. But never the word is no. There's no word no.
All right.
I'm glad you said that to Peter.
Yes, or maybe. There's no no's.
We'll now she's going to wave this in front of me for years to come.
Yeah. We'll have to talk to Nikita again. That's fun.
Yep.
We actually have a caller for you, Peter, before you even started talking. So,
all right.
Yeah. We have a caller.
Yes.
Okay. Who is this?
It's Shirley from Ohio.
Oh, Shirley from Ohio called in before. Yeah, she asked if you're going to be on tonight. So, Shirley, you're on the radio talking to Peter from Spectrum.
Yes, Peter, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, Shirley. It's great to hear your voice.
Good, thank you. We really appreciate what Spectrum does, and I absolutely love my talking cable box. But maybe you can head me in the right direction on something. We have a little bit of an unusual problem here with our audio description. We're in the Columbus, Ohio area, and right now we have it working on the satellite channels just fine, like TBS and TNT and those kind of channels. We have it working on one of our local channels, but we have four local channels, and it no longer works on the other three most of the time. And the odd part is that one of them, it is, we're getting the description over the air, but not through cable. So we basically have like three local channels that it's not working on, and we've been trying to figure out, you know, it's not real easy to find the right person to get a hold of at the cable company to try to get something done about this. And maybe you can kind of steer us in the right direction, because we've had description for years, and we're very familiar with how to use it and all that. And when we first moved here, everything worked fine. So I'm not sure what's happening. Like I said, we have one reliable channels, and most of the satellite channels are perfect, but we've lost it on most of our local
Shirley,
ones.
Let Peter talk. Shirley, let Peter talk.
So, Shirley, it sounds like you're having noticeably less audio description on some channels where you've seen more of it. You know, one thing you always want to try with sometimes with these boxes, you turn them off and power them back on and see if that solves the issue. But I want to encourage you to maybe give us an email, shoot us an email, and let us know what's happening. That way we can sort of triangulate and troubleshoot and see what's going on, connect you with the right team. Because, you know, when it comes to audio description, sometimes when you call into the customer service, they're really not going to know exactly how to help you solve that issue. So if you're not getting it solved, email us at accessibility@charter.com, and we'll try to figure out where the gap is in that audio description delivery. So it's just accessibility@charter.com.
Should we put it to your attention somehow or not?
So the person that manages that email, her name is Megan Rast, and she's going to be a perfect person for you to talk to. She'll get you connected with the right person, you know, depending on your issue, but she'll get you connected. So don't worry about putting my name on there. Just let her know what the issue is, and she'll
And she will be the one that'll see it then, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your time, and thanks for everything you all are doing for us.
Of course. Of course. You're welcome.
Thanks, Shirley, for calling in. Appreciate it, Shirley. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Peter?
Yes.
It's Michael. For those folks that are tuning in for the first time, would you tell Peter about Spectrum, Communications, because a lot of folks may be tuning in for the first time, just listening for the show for the first time. But I think you should tell them a little bit about Spectrum.
Sure.
About the accessibility.
So, yeah, absolutely. So what I'm with the accessibility team here. We're based in Denver, and our responsibility is to work with our internal partners to make sure that the products that you're using with your Spectrum service and the service that you receive are all accessible and inclusive, you know, of your needs. And so a lot of our team are people with disabilities. These are developers, people with computer science backgrounds that know what they're doing, but they also happen to have a very unique advantage in that they have a disability themselves. They're blind or low vision. And they are working to make sure that these products are built with accessibility in mind. And that means that, you know, when you open your set-top box like Shirley and you're navigating through your guide, that the guide narration that you're hearing is working well with that guide, you know, and giving you the access that you really need to be able to operate it independently. And down to products like Spectrum TV app, which I've been using lately to binge of some of my old-time favorite shows like King of Queens or so. And so when you're opening that Spectrum TV app and you're watching some of those shows and movies and navigating through that guide, it works with your voiceover on your iPhone or Google Talkback on your Android. And lately we've been talking a lot about our Spectrum news app, and that really gives you access to all your local news and some of the weather alerts and things like that and weather updates. And that was built with accessibility in mind as well, working well with your accessibility features on your devices. And what I want to expand on a little bit more today, we've been talking about it for a while, but some of you have been emailing me, asking me questions about this product. So I want to talk some more about state. It's Spectrum Access. You may have heard the commercial during the break. You may have even heard me talk about it, but still feel a little bit confused as to what it does. Now, Spectrum Access is an app that is free to you. You download it. You don't even have to be a Spectrum customer. And it gives you access to audio description. It also has closed captioning, but for our purposes, we're going to talk about audio description. And it gives you access to audio description on the go. So that means that you can go through the library within the app, find the movie that you want to watch, and be able to download the audio description track. Now, because of certain, you know, copyright laws and things like that, you have to have the movie playing on a different device that you're wanting to watch. So yeah, whether you're renting it on iTunes or you're getting it on any of your movie streaming platforms, it doesn't matter which one it is. Once you have the movie playing, make sure you hit that sync button on your screen and it'll synchronize the audio description track to the movie that you're watching. So I want to talk a little bit about that, Michael, and give people some clarity because people are confused about how you do that. How do you have to have two separate devices playing or what? So I'm going to give you a scenario. I mentioned this before. I wanted to watch the movie Ray, and it was the first movie I'd watched with Spectrum Access. So what I did is I found the movie on my TV. I think I rented it on iTunes. I geared the movie up to play, and what I did is I found the movie inside of the app. So I went down through the movie lineup, I found the movie Ray, and then I just hit download audio description track. Once I downloaded that audio description track, I went ahead and I hit play on my TV. And once the movie was playing on my phone, I hit sync to synchronize the audio description track. Then the phone identified where I was in the movie and it synchronized the track and started playing it on my phone to the point where it needed to play with the movie. So that meant that now my TV is playing the movie, but my phone is the one that's giving me the audio description track. And here's the great thing. You can either put a earbud or headphone in your ear and be able to listen to it privately if you've got people in your home that don't want to hear the track, or you can have it playing out loud and sort of sometimes I even want to put it next to the TV just so the sound can be coming from the same direction. And that's it. I've got both playing. So if you feel like you've got a movie you want to watch but don't have the audio description, you might find it in the app, and you'll be able to play it with your movie.
Peter,
and I'd love to take callers if there's callers that have questions.
Yeah, we have a call right now. I'd like to talk to you. Sherry from Orlando, Florida. Sherry, you there from Orlando, Florida?
Yes,
Sherry?
I'm here. Yes. Hi, Peter, and hello, everyone, again.
Hi.
I have a question for you. Well, first, I love the apps, all of them. I've used Access, and it sounds like a lot of steps when you explain it, but it's really not that difficult to use. And I've watched several movies with it now and shows, and it's really great. I use the Spectrum News app almost every day. But I do have a question. I find out, at least with my channel here in Orlando, that it isn't updated with current news information as much as, you know, I would think it would be. Like, I will go on in the morning, and there's still a lot of the most recent stuff is, like, from the evening before. Is there a reason for that, and is there anything we can do about that?
That's, by the way, before Peter even answers, I'm telling you right now, I have the same thing. I'm not going to mention all the state, but not just Spectrum, a lot of companies, CNN, all of them, the night before. They all tell you. Okay, Peter.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you're going to see that because the news from the previous day is more saturated. And so that's what's going to be abundant for you in the morning. But, you know, if you're playing live news, you know, from your local news team, that live news is going to be current always.
Right.
Some of the articles haven't updated yet, you know, because let's say I wake up 6 a.m, the reporters haven't put anything out yet, maybe that morning. And so I'm still getting some last night stuff, and you can get today's live stream. So you'll see some of that build up throughout the day. But you should be getting, you know, at the very least, the live updates and stuff should all be up to date and current. And the articles, I don't know what the cadence, you know, I'll be honest with you and say that I don't know what the cadence of articles is, how often they load them in there. But I know that throughout the day you should see more of them, just depending on when you check in the morning.
Yeah, because a lot of times, even when you're listening to the live feed, they won't direct you to the news app to look for current information. They'll say, go to mynews13.com. And I think that's kind of interesting. So it was just a point of interest that I had. But I do use the Spectrum News app, and I really like it. So thank you for all you and the team does there to help us out. It's really great. And if I have a group I'm involved with, the National Federation of the Blind, and we have a senior group, and they really want to hear from the team at Spectrum again, because we did have you on one call at, I think, the beginning of last year before all the virus hit. Who would I contact to work on that?
You know, we've actually been in communication with the senior group, particularly out some folks out in Florida there, and so
I think we're on
track to be able to hop on and meet with them again.
Oh, that's awesome. That must be them. Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure. And again, I love your story, and you know, you've worked so much to overcome a lot of odds and a lot of difficulties, and I think it's really neat that you've been so determined to achieve your goals and get the things you want, and I really admire you, and thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. That was Sherry from Orlando calling in. Anybody else on the line, call in now at 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If you'd like to talk to Peter from Spectrum, now's the time. Peter.
Yes, I'm back. So I want to say that, you know, once again, it was so exciting to do our sweepstakes at the end of the year there with the Apple TV. And honestly, that's where I got a lot of information from people letting me know whether or not the Spectrum Access app makes sense to them, or they're using it. And a lot of people like Sherry say that they're using it and they're enjoying it. Others had questions about it. And so, you know, that type of engagement with all of you is really meaningful to us, because it helps us know how we can better serve you. So we love the calls. We love the emails. If you've got questions about the Spectrum Access app, you can email spectrumaccess@charter.com, get them answered that way. Or you can hop on here and ask them live. Don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be shy. You can call in now. If you listen to people calling in from all over the country calling in, you can call in wherever you are and ask Peter any questions you like. Don't be afraid. We're not going to bite you. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is for you. Call in. Speak to Peter. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This show is for you. Feel free to call in and speak to Peter about Spectrum. Now's the time.
And, you know, Sherry mentioned something really interesting, which is she was talking about her experience with the Spectrum News app. And, you know, a lot of people have been saying, like Sherry and others, that they are really enjoying the app. And, you know, the question was about the sort of appearance of news articles and what, you know, when they really come on. And with Spectrum News being such a new product on the market, you're probably going to see, you know, throughout the life cycle, some additional updates or redesigns and optimizations so that it works better for you. Because that's how these products work. The great thing about having them on your phone is they're really dynamic in that sense. Is once if we update them, we can send that to you and at no charge to you or really complicated process, your app gets updated. And we're doing the same thing for Spectrum Access. So those of you who have downloaded it on your iPhone, you'll probably see this month an alert on your phone letting you know that the app is ready for an update or there's an update available. And it'll probably be seamless. It'll just update on its own, most likely. And you'll see that there's maybe some new redesigns. And it's really because we've been listening to your comments and feedback and experiences, and we're building the app that just works better for you with VoiceOver. And I'm excited to let folks know that you'll also be seeing around the corner here, probably by the end of the month, the release of the Android version of Spectrum Access. So those of you who have a Google phone or other Android phone and you've been waiting patiently to use Spectrum Access, that is coming as well. So we'll probably talk more about that when we come on next month. But I just wanted to let you all know to keep a lookout for it in the Google Play Store.
Okie dokie.
Well, thank you so much, Peter, for coming on and telling about us. And it was great talking to your better half.
Thank you. She loved coming on, so we'll have to have her back on sometime.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have to have it back,
nice,
yes.
Nice to meet Nikita. Well, thank you, Peter. Thank you
both.
Thank you much. Thank you so much
have
for coming on.
Take care.
Good week, and stay safe, and God bless.
Likewise.
Thank you. Good night.
And that was Peter from Spectrum. Mm-hmm. Hey, folks.
Christina, you still there?
You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. We're going to go to break now? Is it time to go to break?
It's 8:47. What are we doing, Chris?
Chris, let's go to break, and we come back. We're going to talk to Christine. Let's go to break. We're going to go to break.
Chris, a short break.
We're going to break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx. Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu band. the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. We're out of WOKB in Orlando, Florida. We are live, and we're powered by Spectrum Studios. That's right. In our studio, all our computers are Spectrum. Spectrum powered. That's right.
We're powered by Chris Shaw.
That's right. We're powered by Chris Shaw. Is Chris Shaw, are you still in the studio, or you went home?
So.
He went home. He went home. Chris Shaw is our engineer and producer, and we're talking to Christine Belt. Are you still there, Christine?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
So tell me this. Now that you told me how you use the iPhone, I'm very impressed that you can do it. So what do you think, Christine?
I'm sorry. Well, I think... I got that hotline bling going on over here. I'm sorry. I'm back. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Christine. I'm listening, but I got my cell phone blowing up. I got the phone line in the studio blowing up. So I got you.
Okay. You're busy. We get it. All right.
Very popular.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Christine, it was interesting to hear your perspective on the, you know, which assistive technology to use for this.
It is a personal preference. Yeah. You know, if you don't mind proprietary goods and you want something easier to use, then you might want the special blindness products. But if you're happy to learn, it's not impossible on the regular product. It's just a little bit more learning, a little bit more steps, but it's not that difficult. It's not as daunting as it might seem.
Do you belong to any organizations down there in South Florida?
Just the Braille Club.
Oh, just the Braille Club. So you don't go to the Lighthouse or Outreach or anything?
Well, I do go to the Lighthouse for the Boot Up Club, which is every third Friday of the month, and they discuss apps, they discuss technology that blind people can use.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good if you want to sit in and learn about technology. We've discussed Zoom. We've discussed mobility apps. Last meeting we had on the 15th, we did a show and tell where we demonstrated some products that we use.
Everywhere mask?
Or Zoom?
Zoom. Oh, this is all Zoom. I didn't hear you say Zoom. I thought you went there.
It was held at the Lighthouse before the pandemic hit the fan.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. Okay.
But it's all Zoom. And like I said, those of us that had technology, I demonstrated how to open the water lock on an Apple Watch. So I did some demonstrating there too.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Christine, tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I still want to say that, yeah. And I want to tell you about next week's show. Next week's show is, we're having that again, which we did it once before. Sonny Duop will be coming on and quizzing Sid Payne, a friend of mine from years ago. We grew up with him. We went to American Bandstand together. And he'll be coming on with Vinny. What's Vinny's last name?
Sadie, but I didn't know his name was
Vinny. Yeah, Sid's coming on with Vinny. He'll be coming on, and the three of us will be talking Sonny Duop up and trying to do a lot of trivia on us as far as the songs from yesteryear. So if you want to listen and you want to call in, if you think you know the songs, you know who's singing them, You're more than welcome. You get prizes, of course.
We also have a guest calling in from Scrap Technologies. So that's an interesting product.
That's a new product. Yeah, new product.
Which is supposed to replace your cane. So if you're interested in not using a cane and you'd like to learn more about that, you definitely have to tune in. Also, Able Docs will be calling in from Canada. And they're all about making PDF files accessible. So that's going to be really interesting as well. And you stole my line about the guest appearance of Sunny Doo-Wop.
I stole your line. Listen to this.
Yeah. So, and I guess Chris Shaw will be here next week.
Chris Shaw, you there?
Right here live and in full effect. I'm got you now.
He's busy with Carter, getting Carter ready for his show.
Yeah. Carter in the building. He's getting prepared to come up next. He's telling me his game plan, but I told him he ain't got nothing on me. I got him covered. Right, Carter?
Hi, Carter.
Hi, Carter.
Do not listen to him.
Otherwise known as
the master. I'm just a kid.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. Carter, tell everybody about your show coming up.
Well, this is called Soul to Soul Sundays, right here each and every Sunday from 9 until 10 p.m., one of the hottest soul music show in Orlando. So please tell all your listeners to tune in. They'll like it.
They will like it. We used to like listening to it.
You got some great music, yep. Just follows us. After us, that's Carter's show, yep.
And Chris, good luck with your new job. In case everybody doesn't know, because it's time to sell Girl Scout cookies.
I know. I was wondering that new time. Yeah, Girl Scout cookies.
Chris got scared. He thought I was going to run a job.
I had to look out like, new job. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's why the phone line blowing up.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody's
ordering Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to save some for us and figure out how we're going to get them. Jill, if you're listening, he's got cookies.
Yeah, Sheila, happy birthday. I like
the peanut butter ones.
Yeah, happy birthday tomorrow, Sheila.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sheila.
Didn't call in.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't call in. We want to sing happy birthday.
Well,
anyway, thank you all for joining us, and thank you all for all the different states that called in tonight.
And for all those who did call in,
well, maybe next week you'll call in.
And thank you to Malachi Fallon from Xavier Society for the Blind and our good friend Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum Access. So, and thank you to Christine.
Yeah, thank you, Christine Bell.
Yes, Christine. Get it, Christine.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Oh, good. We're happy that you joined us. All righty. All right, Michael, you're going to take us away.
Thank you all. Listen, folks, I want you, number one thing, don't go far. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Stay well. Be safe. Take care. God bless.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
Good night, everybody.
Like this.
Have a great night and do everything I would do.
Have a good week.